7. Because most of us believe that mind is separate from matter, we think that thoughts can be hidden and made powerless. This allows us to think one way and act another. 8. Since desire and will are damaged by the presence of thoughts that do not accord with desire, Allen concluded, "We do not attract what we want, but what we are."